Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the line with us is a man that I'm not currently pleased with, but I love. He is the best sports talker in America from Atlanta, Exton Zone, John Kincaid. Hi, John.
Actually, Broomall counts me on their Wikipedia page since I was born there.
Broomall.
One of them.
All right.
Me and David Miscavige, the guy who founded Scientology.
I like you better than him, John.
Danny Bonaducci.
All right. Before we get into a dispute about Joshua Harris, what's it like in Atlanta? Give us a little report on what's happening down south right now during this crisis.
It's like a ghost town. Unfortunately, our mayor doesn't get the idea of we're keeping kids home from school. We're telling people to do social distancing. She puts us, you know, one of those sort of stay-at-home order in places for 2 weeks. But she leaves the two largest congregating places that the public hangs out, Piedmont Park and a new area called the Beltline, which is this, like, you know, human walkway which we've made that goes through communities and everything. It's just awesome with bars and restaurants along it. She's left that open. There are hundreds of people congregating in both places every single day. But somehow that didn't meet her standards of shutting things down. I'm fascinated by people's just, you know, if you're going to shut things down for 2 weeks, you can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose those type of things. So life's quiet. I mean, I can't believe the traffic's empty. I mean, the roadways are empty because of morons. There's a shortage of toilet paper, of course. And it's just, look, we're going to get through this, and we're going to be fine. But Atlanta's not as hard hit as some other areas, even though we have more cases in Georgia than you guys have in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
By around 250.
All right, but John, here's what are you going in?
I'm leaving on the airport, though.
What do you do every day?
I go in every day. I'm around 6 miles. Imagine driving back roads to work, which is what I can do. It's like 6 miles, and I'm the only person, you know, with me and my partner and a producer and everything. And we have such big spaces. We can run 6 radio stations out of our one, you know, facility.
Wow.
We don't even have to be in the same room to do a show if we don't want to.
Wow.
So we have plenty of distance to be able to do it. And I'm doing all my network work out of there, and we tape the Shaq podcast out of there. So I just take the short drive, and we're interacting with nobody. I mean, my office is right at the Braves Stadium, and it's empty. I mean, there's just nobody in the streets, nobody around the buildings. It's spooky to be honest with you.
All right, John, let me obviously a lot happened in the past 24 hours. Joshua Harris tried to cut the pay of people making $50,000 or more. And you endorsed it and said, what do you want? He's not running a charity. And then he recanted it and said, I made a mistake. Are you ready to say you made a mistake by endorsing that move?
No, I didn't make a mistake at all. He got shouted down by the Twitter mob. He got shouted down by the Twitter mob. I couldn't give a flip about the Twitter mob. That's the difference, because I'm not running a corporation that requires those people to come and buy tickets and things like that from me. Bottom line is this, Ange. I know people in our industry making huge money who are being asked to work for free, being asked to work shifts for free in order to help the corporation stay afloat, in order to help their business and industry stay afloat. I know guys who are working extra shifts without being paid in all industries. And I'm talking about guys who make $100,000, $200,000 a year being asked to do extra to keep their companies afloat so the doors are open once this whole thing is over and the damage isn't that bad. Joshua Harris gets to decide in his business what he wants to do. Was it a smart business decision? I don't know. I think PR-wise it was a dumb one because you're going to get shouted down by the Twitter mob. That's what's going to happen. So in that regard, he wasn't smart. I talked to Mark Cuban yesterday. Today's edition of the Shaq podcast is going to drop this morning. And we did an interview, Shaq and I, with Mark Cuban yesterday. Had a long conversation all about it. And every single entity, every single owner in the NBA has a brand that they're responsible for. And I thought the idea of Brett Brown taking a 20% pay cut, honestly, I don't think he should be paid for the second half of any fourth quarter he's ever coached in this town. So I was sort of fine with it. I thought this
John,
is perfect, man.
Hold on. I got to know about Cuban. I'm fascinated by Mark Cuban.
Love him.
Tell me, like, what was his take? Did you mention to him that Harris had done this, and did you get his reaction to it?
No. We just mentioned that he was – because I didn't want to put him in a position where he's calling out another owner.
Okay.
But he put it in a position. We said you were one of the first owners to make sure that everybody was covered and to make sure that everybody in your arena was covered. And Cuban just believes in his business model, that's smart business. And everybody will be able to hear this today on iTunes and everything. Look, if I'm running the business, Ange, I don't make that decision.
Okay.
I don't make that decision. Let me make that clear. But if a private business owner decides to make that decision, that's on them. And honestly, I think the Sixers organization has been run in many ways poorly for a long time.
Oh, without a doubt. No doubt.
And even PR wise, I think it's been something that sometimes they really sort of missed the mark. And I'm sure we're going to have another year of, I'm sure that the coronavirus outbreak and injuries are going to be the excuse for rolling it all back and going for it next year and telling us that this team is built to win a championship when they're not. When the DNA is wrong, when the personalities are wrong, when the leadership is wrong. But I'm sure that these will all be used as the excuses to say, get back on the bus. Get back on the bus. Be a part of this fan base again. Harris made a mistake, Ange. Let me make that clear. He made a mistake, but he has every damn right to do it.
All right.
It's his business.
It's not owned
by the Twitter mob.
Let me get to a couple other things. I'm really interested in your thoughts on this. We know two Sixers have the virus, John, but they haven't been identified. Do they have a responsibility to let people know who might have been in direct contact with them?
Does everybody have a right to your private medical records?
I would expose them. There's nothing that exciting there.
Well, but seriously, we've lived it out with you on the air all these years.
I know, but John,
you're
I'm saying
the wrong person.
This is different. This is a highly contagious disease, and we're keeping secrets. I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, the only thing I would say to you is this, Ange, is that, first of all, there are laws in place that we're not allowed to dictate to someone else that they must tell us what their medical history is. I would think it would be the responsible thing to do.
Good.
Because you may have been in a restaurant, you may have been in a, and then somebody who you maybe had contact with, you might have had direct contact with, maybe you had your car serviced. And then somebody starts to feel symptoms. Maybe that's a good heads up that somebody should get. The one thing I know is I'm damn happy we've gotten all these NBA players tested. I'm so happy when we have doctors and nurses in the Atlanta area who can't get a test, that are working 12, 14-hour shifts, that can't get tested frequently enough. I'm so glad that we're protecting our NBA players and making sure that these guys, are taking great care of, because we need to take care of our heroes first. Yeah. We need to take care of guys first who either, can't hit a three-pointer or we have to make sure these are the people we need to make sure that they're safe. It disgusts me, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what's behind it.
What?
I'm going to tell you right now what's behind it.
What is?
The NBA, and Mark Cuban again will tell it today. The NBA is coming back. I'm telling you right now, it is coming back. In some way, shape, or form, we're going to see NBA basketball this year.
Wow.
I believe we're going to see it in the summer. I believe we're going to see the NBA season and the playoffs. I don't think you're going to see regular season necessarily, but you're going to see games, and I think you're going to see them go well deep into the summer. And I asked Mark Cuban about it yesterday, and you'll hear it this morning.
Okay.
I said, look, this is your business model. You've wanted all along. And he said flat out, I've wanted the NBA to start on Christmas and to end in August.
Wow.
And they feel baseball's vulnerable. And he thinks this is the perfect opportunity to acid test it, that as long as everything is safe and as long as everybody's going to be – that we get to go ahead, that it's safe to do these things. The NBA is coming back.
All right, hold on, John. Because Billy King said this earlier. You guys must know something here. So you think they'll do it even if there's no fans in the stands?
Yes. I absolutely do. I think it'll be – but, again, listen to this. I think it's going to be a made – I think they may find themselves in a situation where it's a made-for-TV event. And if you don't believe that all of this testing of NBA players, they say, well, the NBA players travel so much. You know, they needed to test them all. What they want to do is make sure that they have a healthy roster, healthy rosters, healthy staffs, where they could do this. And they could send – I wouldn't be shocked at this. And I'm not. I'm just throwing out a speculative thing – that I may have heard from some people who are connected. Okay? So I'm just going to throw that out there, very speculative.
What if
the NBA came back and did the NBA playoffs in four arenas? Picked four arenas.
Wow.
Segregated the teams where they were safe and they were quarantined, they were all together. And then they used four arenas, and they had two playoff series going on in that arena, neutral site, just for TV. And every other night they play a game from that particular series. So let's say it's Lakers-Clippers going on in Utah. One night Lakers-Clippers play. The next night maybe they're playing, it's Utah and Denver playing. And they play the NBA playoffs that way. That way only two teams are in the building at any particular time, just the TV crews. And it's coming back.
That's fascinating.
I hear people speculating, is the NFL season going to happen? I it boggles the mind to me. This will be back. I don't know if hockey will be back. I mean, I guess it could. Right. Hockey could potentially come back, but hockey doesn't have the pull on the American public that the NBA has.
All right, John, how can people hear this? This sounds fascinating, what you do with Cuban.
It's the big podcast with Shaq.
Okay.
So it is
you, Shaq, and Cuban. Wow.
Yeah, just you shoot, and it's really a good story. And I'll tell you flat out, Ange.
Yeah.
I call him out on it. And I said, look, it's too late for 2020.
Yeah.
I said, but you're going to run in 2024, aren't you?
Yeah.
And he flat out talks about it. He'll talk about it on the show.
Uh-oh.
And I said, and I called him out for it. And I said, look, I said, you're going to run in 2024, aren't you? And he goes, and he says on the show, my wife told me if I say I'm going to run in 2020. But she wouldn't be there when I got home after making the announcement.
Ooh.
He said, but 2024, my kids will be college kids.
Wow.
They'll be older. And I'm telling you, Mark Cuban's going to run for president.
John
Cuban. And I really believe it.
John, sensational stuff as always, my friend. Be safe,
anytime.
Please. Be safe,
thanks,
John. John Kincaid from Atlanta. My mind is blown away. Now, I need to interrogate Mr. Billy King. Billy, and don't have that little smug look on your face, all right?
You knew.
Billy, you knew something because he came in, and all of a sudden he's going, you know, they could play without fans. That's the buzz right now. Is that right?
Well, I
think. To resume without fans in a couple of places that are safest and really keep the players away from everyone.
I think the NBA understands TV.
Okay.
And they work closely with their TV partners.
Interesting.
And so I think they realize they need to have games. And right now you've got a market that's craving for live sports.
I'm in.
And
so you're like, when would it come back? Any sense for the timing of it?
I think it's going to be towards the end of May, beginning of June.
And then ends at the end of summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I think you can start back playing games.
Yeah.
They like to try to get as many regular season games as they can get in so that each team can keep their local TV revenue. Because I think there's a minimum 70-game guarantee.
But if they do that, it's harder to do that in a few arenas that are really cleared and cleaned and ready.
And that's the problem where you look at New York City, who has the big
–
so I think they may have to scrap that and just go strictly to playoffs. And
go to playoffs where the Sixers will be in it but not playing in Philadelphia.
Yeah. But they might – I think they'll play in some cities that are better. But I think you also may see the playoff get expanded. So now maybe you have, instead of eight teams.
More teams.
Because this way they can explore the possibility of a play-in game. Maybe you have eight and nine play to get into the playoffs.
Wow.
To create more.
This is mind-boggling. This playing without fans is going to happen.
It's called the Olympics.
I didn't see that coming.
We got no Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah.
The one thing the Sixers have this year is home court advantage, and it's the one thing they won't have in the playoffs.
Maybe they'll play here.
are they not playing here?
Why?
Well, they
first
might.
First of all, even if they are,
you think
there's
NBA...
no fans.
Yeah.
There's no fans. Still what is the
court.
Difference? No. What?
It's your court.
Sleeping
no,
your
that's
bed.
Not the same thing.
Well, different.
Plus, they're not going to go to the Northeast. They're going to go to safer places down south, Florida, Utah.
A lot of college campuses have arenas.
All right. All right. See,
Roman
Billy,
Jim.
Right now, Billy's showing like three of his cards. He's got 49 to go. Yep. He knows something's going on behind the scenes.
I hate stuff.
But what we have just learned by stumbling over this is that the NBA is already looking into how they can resume without fans this spring and summer. That's what we have just all learned together. Exciting. All right, I got Kelly, Butch, and Connie. I got room for you at this phone number now. All you got to do to win a prize today is to say something good that is happening because of the coronavirus crisis.
215-592-9494.
Crushed it. WIP Sports Time 715.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.